Church to sing too. That's great. The last one in our for our song we just sang this morning is hymn 522. My hope is built on nothing less. We have a hope like no other. Can you say amen to the hope that we have? Amen. There's nothing like it.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus, Lord.
Seeing the opening hymn. Now we stand, please.
Heavenly Father, what an honor we have of coming into thy house. And Lord, I pray with all my heart that we've brought the Holy Spirit with us, that we brought the love of Christ with us, and the understanding and the wisdom of our God and Maker, Lord. Now, Lord, we give this service unto you. Bless it, Lord. May we draw us closer and closer to the Christ we really need to know in this day and age, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please be seated. Stay right here.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. This morning's offering is for the Oregon Conference Youth Support. Thanksgiving has to be one of the most beautiful holidays observed in North America and in a few other places of the world. Unshackled from the blatant commercialism that accompanies Halloween and Christmas, but sometimes obscured by a focus on feasting and gluttony, it seems to retain a certain reverence and spirituality that is most appealing. In a very real sense, every day should be Thanksgiving. And it can be, if we take time to reflect on the manifold blessings that God has given us in the past and continues to give us. Ellen White gave us this counsel: "Now a season is coming when we shall have our principles tested. Let us begin to think what we can do for God's needy ones. We can make them, through ourselves, the recipients of God's blessings. Think what widow, what orphan, what poor family you can relieve. Not in a way to make a great parade about the matter, but be as a channel through which the Lord's substance shall flow as a blessing to his poor. But this does not embrace all your duty. Make an offering to your best friend. Acknowledge his bounties. Show your gratitude for his favors. Bring a thank offering to God. Brethren and sisters, eat a plain dinner on Thanksgiving Day, and with the money you would spend in extras with which to indulge the appetite, make a thank offering to God." That's from the Adventist Home, page 474 and 475. Amen. Would the deacons please stand? Dear Heavenly Father, please bless these offerings that our church family brings to you. Be with those in need, and just let us all know that you're with us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will the children please come forward? Any other children besides Sawyer today? Anybody, young ones, want to come forward and get a basket and help support our building fund? Thank you.
Good morning. Have you noticed that my son has more movement than I do? I want to thank Lady tonight. For the past 2 days, we've been, we've been working hard to accomplish something else. You know, it's a nice thing about God is he's in charge of everything.
Amen.
So I never have to worry about what's going on. So I got to tell a children's story. I think they're getting older as we go on here. This book, by the way, was written in 1832. It's older than I am. You really know how to hurt a guy. But I was fascinated with it because it's by John Bunyan. I've got Bunyan, so I get mixed up. I want to tell you a story, but I got to show you something first. It's right in here. But I need to do something first. This is kind of a nice one, based on, I thank Wayne for it. He's happy for all the families again to be here. You know, I got back to my house and I found a brand new chair. And after crying for 5 hours, trying to realize why I deserve it. The other one I got from Napoleon as he was pulling out of Russia. And this is from Helen Duvernay, who is a very close friend to our family. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Help me with my job. And I think everybody in my family is painted in her house. She's a very gracious lady. Where's Helen? Stand. Come on. You're not that bashful. I know you. Thank you from our family. You know, I don't understand why church isn't more happy.
Amen.
I go to those ball games and I don't go to them, but I watch them. Everybody's cheering and yelling and yelling and cheering and cheering and yelling. And man, we're going to live eternal.
Amen.
That's not too bad of a, you know, at least we could say hurrah once in a while. Yeah, you would bring that up. I'm not sensitive about my son. Anyway, I want you to have a gift. It's a strange gift. And you're the first one to get one. And I want you to keep it in your Bible. In your Bible. Here. One for you. And one for you.
Thank you.
One for you.
Thank you.
You get two?
I got two.
I guess they doubled up on me. I don't think I'll give my son one, but I better.
I know I will.
When we went to Sierra Leone, God called us to go to West Africa, and I got up in the morning and I told my wife, I says, believe it or not, I says, we were in Sarah, Pennsylvania, and I says, God's calling us to go to Africa. And next thing I know, she says, we better let the brother know. And I says, the brother will let me know. And he did. And we were all off to Africa. And one of the places we went, first thing we saw when we went there was this. No. You can just pass it along if you want. This is what we saw. Now, can you tell me what that is? Pardon?
Church shack.
School, church shack. A jail. Did you give some over there so they can see it?
Jail. We have a jail over here.
But this is one of the first things we saw and one of the first things we rebuilt. They call me there. You go to the mission fields and they find you can build, you're off and running. But anyway, this, by the way, was the cafeteria. When we tore it down, it was filled with cockroaches. Yeah. And you couldn't believe how many, and a huge flock of blackbirds came in and had breakfast, dinner, and supper. But I never forgot this picture, and I keep it in my Bible. You know, in our lives, sometimes we think we have it bad. No, this is bad.
Good.
They had one meal a day. And I finally went out and went fishing so they could have some kind of protein or something in their food. And any time I feel sorry in my own life, because some of us had a pretty bad life, it's nothing compared to this. And it's so beautiful to know that. I remember we worked with a family that had three families that had 13 kids. And we got clothes for them and everything for them. And lo and behold, we took the clothes down, and of the 13 kids, there's only three alive. They died of measles. So if you want something to do in your spare time, no, but I think this is Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what it's all about.
We have it good.
And we have it fantastic here. And too many times we're like Israel, we're complaining, what? All the way to the promised land. And we should be rejoicing, right? So let's bow our heads. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Give us the strength, Lord, to stand for you.
Amen.
For I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Scripture starts out, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Isaiah 55:8-9. "I am the way and the truth and the life." John 14:6. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you on this Thanksgiving weekend bringing our thanks to you for all that you have done for us and all that you have promised to do for us, and are looking forward to being in a place where we can see you face to face and give our thanks to you at that time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be seated. Oh no, now we have opening hymn. Now you gotta stand up again. It's okay to stand up more than once in church, right? But let's stand and sing our opening hymn. Hymn number 8. Now you gotta promise me now, you gotta sing with joy. If you don't sing with joy, it's not worth singing at all. Hymn number 8.
This is a kind of a strange text. In fact, there's two of them. And I have a huge picture of Christ over my desk. Amen. And I kept looking at it and I says, what in the world, Lord, what can I say to thy people that will have meaning, that will have depth? And all at once, this text came rolling. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither your ways, my ways, declares the Lord, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen.
I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yes.
Wow! I says, for the first time, I says, thank God his ways are not mine. Think of it. For the first time in my life, I just said, praise God that his ways are not mine. You know, I might have got rid of some of you years ago if that had been true. Or you would have got rid of me. Be a lot more marriages broke up. Just think of it. God's ways are way above mine. And let me kind of show you. There's a song in, it's called Thank You, Lord. Did they get it on the board?
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so
as I, that wow moment came, that song came with it.
Amen.
Right in behind it. Thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For saving my soul.
Amen.
And I'm going to change this a little bit because I want to talk about these three things before the song, When We See Christ. Because I want to make sure I get these three little stories in. The first one's called Mary. I was busy holding some meetings, and I always like to be there early. My wife likes to be there a day later. She can't defend herself. Later she will.
She's got a
king. Don't worry. It all evens out. But this, I was holding some meetings, and I always got there early. It had been snowing out. It was miserable. It was cold. And I went in and hung my coat up. And here this little girl, she looked like Shirley Temple. Long curls. She was on the other end of the room. Big eyes engulfed everything in that room. And she come toddling, then kind of walking up to me, and her hair was swishing, and I didn't know what to say. But she said this, My name is Mary, and I'm 4 years old. That's right, I'm 4 years old. I went to bed, but Mommy says I'm getting better. Why did that impact me? She says, who are you? I didn't know at that time. I could have said, well, I'm 45 and my wife still puts up with me. But that little girl looking me straight in the face and says, my name is Mary. I'm 4 years old. I still went to bed. But Mommy says I'm getting better.
Amen.
I think that's a picture of God in human form. I'm not saying she was God, but she made an impact on my life.
Amen.
The next story is kind of interesting. It was during the noon hour, just before everybody goes in and gets lectured, academies. And this girl just almost knocked my door down and came in and she says, Pastor Ball, I hate your guts. And I says, thank God you haven't rejected all of me. I'm glad God hasn't rejected all of me.
Amen.
A little later, 5 o'clock, there was a knock on the door. But before that, I had went down, and before she disappeared the first time, I says, you don't have to like me because there's days I don't like me. But nobody slams my door. So I hear this knock. This girl peeks her head around. She says, Pastor Paul, I'm sorry, but you hurt me today in class. And I looked at her and I says, no, you've been hurting a long time. And she had been. You know, a lot of us have been hurting for a long time. Think about it. And the last one really puzzled me. This young lady came in, very attractive, had a bad reputation on the school. And she just came in and sat down in front. I didn't say anything. And she began to cry. And she says, I'm ugly. Now, if that girl was ugly, I'm finished. mean, she was a very beautiful young lady, but had a lousy, lousy reputation. And I said, would you like to talk about it? And she says, oh, it doesn't make sense. I says, what doesn't make sense? Well, when I was 4 years old, I came upstairs and I went to my mommy's dresser, and there was a beautiful mirror there. And I looked in that mirror, and then mommy came out to the door, and she says, mommy, ain't I cute? Am I cute, mommy? She says, put that mirror down. The devil is full of pride. Is that what you want? She took it from that time on that she was what? Ugly. At 4 years old. You'll be surprised how many people in life think they're ugly. And that's what the church is for, to help ugly people. How many people here are ugly like me? You know, I'm telling you, folks, this is what it's all about. And anyway, I think I'm checking the time here. I think I'm going to bypass my first song. And we'll have a responsive reading.
Can discern his errors. Forgive my hidden faults.
Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am without sin?
A man's folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Hello? So the song we're singing today is called All the Poor and Powerless, and I've put up the words so that you'll be able to understand the deeper meaning behind the song.
All the poor and powerless, and all are lost and lonely. All the thieves will come confess and know that you are holy. And know that you are holy. All will sing out hallelujah. We will cry out hallelujah, God. All the hearts who are content and all who feel unworthy and all who hurt with nothing left will know that you are holy. All will sing out hallelujah. We will cry out hallelujah, God. Shout it, go on and scream it from the mountain. Go on and tell it to the masses God. All will sing out hallelujah. We will cry out hallelujah. We will sing out hallelujah, God. All will sing out hallelujah. We
come now. Let's reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Amen.
Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are just willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1. Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you even visit him? For you have been made a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Psalm 37:10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. And then Hebrews 7:23-24. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. Each priest gave up his life, and then you had to have a new one come along. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is able also to save to the uttermost all those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. How glad we are that he makes intercession at this very time for me and each one of us.
Amen. The wonderful thing about Thanksgiving is that we all get to share. Sing with us hymn 27, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart. I think we're doing verses 1, 2, and 3.
Rejoice!
I wanted to mention something here with about this. There are two spiritual keys. And those keys, the first one is one we're going to sing in heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And on earth, if you don't thank people for what they do, you save it as a hurt.
Yes.
Amen.
You will do it every time. I've been to too many funerals to see that a reality. They say, I wish I would have said something. And the other was, we're into it now, rejoice. In everything we do, we are to rejoice.
Amen.
Right.
In everything, especially when we're praying.
Amen.
When I was 10 years old, a pastor came to Middleborough, Massachusetts, a little tiny church that was a house turned into a church, and he preached a sermon on the love of Christ. And he went through the life of Christ briefly and then put him on the cross and described it so passionately that my heart just broke. Tears coming down my eyes. And I came forward, gave my heart to Christ. I rejoice that that minister preached Jesus. And ever since then, I've been in love with him. I wish that I've always stayed as close as I was at that time. But you know how the devil works to draw us away from that warmth and friendship of Jesus. But we need to stay thus close to him. And I just thank him for that. His supreme regard, and it's the theater. Notice that word. It's the theater of grace. We're all here because of his enabling grace, his unmerited favor, in which he delights to reveal his power to transform hearts. Your heart and mine have been transformed. And because of that, we have an atmosphere around us that surrounds every one of us. And that atmosphere can be charged with life-giving power of faith, courage, hope, and sweet with the fragrance of God's love. Amen.
I don't think most of you know Ken Cephalo. I had to pay him a lot to get him up here. But he's played for some of the greatest guitarists in jazz in America. And most people don't know that. He's up here playing for us. And he doesn't like to make much about it. He hides behind her. And no, but we're fortunate to have him. And I'm thankful for my family who, I appreciate the chair, but why are all the checks on it that when I have to pay it back? So, no, but they really did a beautiful thing. Do I have my copy? Did you? Okay. Now you're taking after your father when you do that. Thank you. I appreciate that. You probably did it on purpose to make me feel better.
Happy and everything and all of that. Singing about Jesus.
You know, it's beautiful to have your family come once a year to do this. We used to do it 3 times a year, but they're getting older and I have to help them too much. It's part of me. But Christ's favorite theme, believe it or not. Now there are 2 keys. When we thank God in heaven, the other one will be rejoicing in prayer on earth. But Christ's favorite theme was his paternal tenderness and abundant grace of God. John 14:8. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Verse 9, Jesus answered, hey, don't you know, Mr. Philip? even after I've been among you for so long time, anyone who has seen me has what? Has seen the Father.
Amen.
How can you say, show me the Father?
Amen. I may be the Son, but how do you follow that? I think the way we do that, without crying my eyeballs out this morning, how many here, I think it was, is Ron playing up there? How many here was singing along? This is my story. This is my song. This is my story. Come on. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Can we say amen? Amen. That was so beautiful, Ron. Thank you so much. And I think, you know, I think the Lord says the best way to know me is to pray. And they said, well, how do we do that? This is how we do that. The Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy.
Into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
So I am reading from my mother, who couldn't be here today. This poem is called The Shallow Pond by Jim Ball. My thoughts, my deepest thoughts, are they not but a shallow pond where God longs to shower his blessings upon, creating those fathomless depths that only faith can go beyond. So heaven's gift of love and grace can only and freely spawn in the wake of and light of Calvary's unending dawn. I just wanted to add a little more to that, not to the poem itself, but yesterday when I was praying, when it says, my thoughts, my deepest thoughts, are they not but a shallow pond? We have such shallow thoughts sometimes, even when we're in prayer and we're asking for his help. Sometimes we can't connect with him right off the bat. It takes time praying with him, where God longs to shower. God wants to talk to us, creating those fathomless depths that faith can go beyond. So the more time that you spend with him, the more he gifts you that faith that you can spend kneeling with him. And can only and freely spawn in the wakened light of Calvary's unending dawn. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, I don't know, Dad. I think you know, Dad.
I hope you know, Dad.
It's kind of strange. I know we've sung this song many times in the garden. And it's almost a 50th anniversary. This is my very first solo I ever sang in Africa. It's my very first one. I was 6 years old. I was a little bit smaller then, and my dad was a lot taller then. And I sang this in front of 600 people. I wasn't scared a bit. So we'll see how we do here, Dad. I remember.
You sing it. Oh, here?
No, you sing the first verse.
Remember the first verse?
Yeah, first verse. Go ahead.
I come to the garden alone.
Hush, they're singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing.
All right, come back in now.
And he walks with me, and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I think you know the third verse. Sing with us.
I'll stay in the garden with him all the night around me is falling, but he bids me go with a voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. Talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share.
for us one more time. Here we go.
And he walks with me. I can't hear you. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we die either none other has ever.
Sing this one song. I wish we could be singing it going right straight into heaven right now. Wouldn't that be nice?
Which one is it, Dad?
How Great Thou Art.
I know that one. You know that one. If you don't, shame on you. Hymn 86.
We'll sing the first and last stanzas. First and last.
Sings my soul.
Such a great God, we are so humbled that you have given your Son for us, that you will redeem us into a place where we will be forever thankful for you, Lord. Please, Lord, send your Spirit into our lives that we may be ever thankful here on earth too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for coming.